This is Dennis Young. Welcome to Primitive Substance. As we explore the world of music, art, and books, keep listening. My first guest, Brad Kleinman, recording artist, composer, member of Primitive Substance, and the great band Jackie Puppet. So here's my interview with Brad Kleinman. Okay, hello everybody. So this is the number one first podcast here on the Primitive Substance channel. My name is Dennis Young, and I'll be having some interesting guests coming along on this show, and I'm pretty excited to have our first guest here, who the gentleman who originated the YouTube channel, responsible for a lot of the artwork on the channel, and part of the Primitive Substance band, and plus a number of other things. Brad, how you doing?
Doing all right.
good, very good. So I guess we could start off by asking you more about yourself and your musical background, how you got interested in music.
I'd have to say, well, definitely listening to my brother's music that he liked when I was young.
Okay.
So listened to a lot of, like, I grew up on a lot of the 80s metal stuff that he was into.
Right.
And I was born in late 70s, so, you know, and so I, the first band I loved was Motley Crue, and then from there I became a Kiss fanatic, and then
that's right. Okay.
Yeah, and so that's what made me want to play guitar in the first place.
How about that? I know you moved into more prog music after that.
Yeah, I kind of got all over the place.
I know. You're inspired by a lot of music these days. It's good to see.
I think, you know, when I found David Bowie, that kind of changed things to, like,
right.
You know, well, Bowie influenced all different kinds of things.
He influenced a lot of people, so I could see that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting that you're playing, you know, you're playing in different bands and you're exploring new types of music.
Yeah, I like to try all different kinds. I mean, you know, like to just kind of see what happens, you know. I don't like to plan anything out. So
how do you approach songwriting and compositions and how you do your songs? Is there a method to how you write music?
I don't think there is. I don't think there is. Because sometimes I can go for the longest time, you know, and not write anything. And I think, like a lot of people, you know, then you get into these streaks, you know.
Right.
But I don't read music, so, you know, I don't know how to compose.
Right.
But,
well, sometimes that's a good thing, and you have a more original approach to the music, as opposed to if you read music, sometimes you're set in a structure and you feel obligated to, but that's what makes it unique sometimes.
And I'd probably be better musician, but I kind of, you know, I like to sort of play by ear more, you know, once I learned how to play, you know, just the standard stuff. And then, it's kind of freeing to not know much.
Right. Well, Brad has been responsible for the website here, which is fantastic. A few of my artwork on a few of my records, along with Ray Bally, who's also part of Primitive Substance, and we have all these special guests that come along, so it's pretty exciting to be part of this team of musicians that come up with new music.
It is, you know, like I had the chance to, you know, have the albums produced by you, which I think, you know, I'm really proud of, and to play with you and Ray, and remember, and that's how we met,
right? You know.
Ray.
That was interesting how we met too. Maybe you want to explain how this all happened.
I started really playing at open mic nights at Crossroads in Garwood, and I play every Monday, and that's when I met Ray at the same time as I met Acorn Slim and Saxy Joe, the people
I play with.
So it's the same
time. If you don't know these guys, Saxy Joe's a fantastic sax player, Jim Williams fantastic guitarist in your other band we can talk about after this, but okay, sure. Keep going.
But yeah, so when I met Ray, you know, I thought he was great and he liked my stuff, and we just became friendly. We became, you know, friends from doing that. And we would jam sometimes. We'd put on a lot of shows together where I wasn't in his band. You know, I just do like solo thing and he'd play. And then you were in his band. That's how I met you.
I've been in a number of his different bands.
Yeah, the different variations. And so then when I joined his band, you were already in the band.
Right.
And so that's how we met. And then kind of it's gone from there.
That's right. Right. Ray's been the big catalyst of all this. And I hope to have Ray on the show here also in the near future. We'll have him on available. And, you know, on this podcast, we're going to try to not only have the early 80s artists, but, you know, artists like yourself and other up and coming artists that I feel that either music or art that are making a difference out there. And you're one of them, Brad.
So Thank you.
Just keep it going. And
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about your other bands that you work with out there.
Well, it's
Jackie Puppet, right?
And Primitive Substance. So it's the two, which are, I like being in the two different bands because they're so different, you know, and I get to do different things in each of them. And with Jackie Puppet, you know, we all write, and it's kind of, it's a rock band, but we kind of go into all different styles, and our songs have characters and storylines, and it's like a, like we created like a little world of our own, you know, with all these things going on. So it's like there's a Jackie Puppet song world that we.
Right. I know that. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's fun. We just have fun.
And you guys have great chemistry together.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just same with you and Ray. It's just, you know, that's why I think we played together so long and together. It's just that, you know, we all click and, you know, we're all friends. And with Primitive Substance, I feel like we're always like exploring something, you know, or we never know
exactly
what we're going to come up with. And that's a whole other thing, which is great, you know.
What's nice is every jam is a little different. We try to explore different sounds and you never know what we're going to play next.
Like Ray, you know, starts with those bass lines and then, you know, we go on top of that. And then, you know, when you brought in those drum machines lately, that's.
Yeah, I think that's going to add really another extra flavor to the sound and beat, and people stuff like hearing drums. Yep, that's what it is, right? That's what I'm hoping our next phase is. I mean, the group has gone through a number of phases, so this is probably the next phase we're trying to explore. So it's been fun. So I was wondering, it's an interesting question, is if you could collaborate with any artist, living, dead, etc., who would that be?
Oh, man.
I know there's a lot out there, but maybe a few people that you would.
God, that's really tough.
Right?
I mean, there's so many, you know, out there. I'm thinking of Tori Amos would be great, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're a big fan of hers.
I remember when I was 16 or something, giving her a note saying we should collaborate something else. You know, I was like a kid and everything. And, you know, I had a crush on her or something. But she's great, you know. Like if I was somehow able to do that, that would be incredible.
That would be.
I don't see it happening. But
well, it's nice to dream of those things, right? You never know, right? If your music career keeps going, you never know who you're gonna run into at any time. You just got to be lucky at the right place at the right time for a lot of this to happen. But you never know. So another question for you. What is the most unusual, unexpected source of inspiration you've had for writing a song? You know, something unusual or that says all.
Probably, you know, anything for Jackie Puppet has been unusual. You know,
I'm sure it is.
Like we got a song about the billionaires in outer space. You know, when they had to see who can get to space first, you know.
Yeah, you should mention your videos too, Brad. Brad has a number of videos on our channel too. That's really great.
I do. You know, it's I'm not creating anything. It's just kind of piecing together like a collage, you know, things I find, you know, stock footage from movies and things that you could use. And I just use like I'm not like a computer guy really, but I
Right.
kind of just, you know, figured out how to do it, simple things, and kind of just kind of the way I do
Well,
music, you know, just
the Sticky
simple.
Feet video was fantastic. Everybody
I'm
out there
glad.
should watch that. It's on the channel with
Yeah, it did
Mr.
come out
Sal
good.
Principato there doing the
Sal with
lead.
his dancing, just for his dancing alone, you know.
Yeah, his dancing was great. I mean, that's a fan. And then the spiders from Mars, that's giant spiders from Mars. That's
Oh yeah.
another good one. But you
Oh
do a
yeah.
lot of Jackie Puppet stuff that's great too.
And yeah, I mean, I just have fun with it, you know. It's like just whatever comes into my mind sometimes. Even like if it's really stupid, you know, to somebody else, it might be like
Right.
a ridiculous, you know, thought. And it's like, yeah, why not, you know?
Now you're planning more shows with the Jackie Puppet in the future, right? Is that going to be happening?
We have something. Well, tomorrow, I think we're practicing for next week at
Okay.
the start with the like Parkside Lounge. I get everything.
Okay. I think
Yeah, that's.
this probably will broadcast maybe tomorrow, so I
Oh,
don't,
yeah.
maybe I could get it on because basically we're going to be recording all this and then putting it live. I believe that's a better way to do it. So, all the listeners out there, I'm not going to be doing any live broadcasts. It's going to be right after the show. Look through it. If we're happy with it, I'll put it on YouTube.
Well, then that's March 23rd, if anybody's
Okay.
in the
Okay.
area. And
Plenty of time.
so
And
see us
where
there.
you, March 23rd, where are you playing at?
A Parkside Lounge. That's
Okay.
Jackie Puppet. And see Ray Bally at the Zine Fest in Montclair the same
Oh,
day.
that's right. And I'm
Right.
going to be seeing Simon Spine that night in New York because I
That's
played
right.
on one of their songs. Really nice guys. I don't know if I'll get them on the show, but they've been doing some good music too. So we just
I
all have
heard.
to keep it going. And I thought this would be a good avenue to talk to everybody get
I
their
think it's a
views
great idea.
and from the past too,
Yeah,
because
I think it's a great idea, you know.
I'm curious to hear what some of those stories were from back in the 80s when I was playing in New York along
I
with a
love
lot of
that
those other
time.
bands.
That
Yeah, it was a
was like
great
some of
time,
the
right?
greatest music, from that time period.
It was. It really
And
was. And then you had the great prog music in the 70s, and then you had the great, no wave type of music right after punk came
Yeah.
this no wave, whatever they called it, movement in New York.
It's like everything
And
blended together, which
it
was really
did.
cool. And a little bit of everything, you know.
It's kind of funny how that went right into the next phase. And now, it was quite a period to be alive and into that at that time. So I'm going to be
I'm
very
glad.
interested to hear going forward where the channel goes and who I can interview.
See, I was just alive at the time.
How
So
about that?
I was alive, but I missed the music, you know. So I caught up later. I got to listen later, and all that stuff is just incredible. You
But
know, so many great
amazing
bands.
thing, that we had no computers, so people went out and danced or listened to records or the radio. So there wasn't as many avenues for music like now. Everybody has a short attention span.
Oh yeah.
So,
It's easy to get
that's
lost, you know.
right. Oh, they do. That's why
Yeah.
I'm going to try to keep these podcasts under an hour, keep it
Yeah.
short, brief, talk to people for a little bit and call it a day or night whenever I'm on. That's what I'm going to do here. Hopefully we get more people on the channel to listen and hear our music because there's a lot of great music we're doing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm like excited about all of it and
Oh
proud of
yeah.
it, you know.
So let me think. I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else. You have anything else you want to talk about or anything with the records you did? Or I know we did two great records together, the Shoe
Yeah.
Prince record and the Nico cover record.
We've got my Nico shirt on here.
Oh yeah, there it is.
And
Yep.
yeah, we did two Shoe Prints. I mean, I'm so proud of, you know, it was just guitar and vocals and your production, which, you
Yeah,
know,
it was great. It really
which
turned
I always
out.
say Dennis did more work on it than I did. That's the thing I
Well,
always
I did. We both
say.
worked hard on it, and
And
then
then the Nico tribute.
the Nico record was, half done before COVID, and then we
Yeah.
did it during COVID,
I
and we
sang
finished
behind
that
a
up.
mask.
So, folks out there, get a copy of that. It's like the best Nico cover record I think out there, but
I'm
it's
proud of
just,
it. They're out there somewhere, you know.
yeah. It is. I mean, that's the thing about the internet now. People eventually find you somewhere. Maybe 100 years from now, people find this channel and say, hey, how about those guys?
Well, that's what I hope, because, you know, I don't know how to do the whole thing where you promote yourself.
Right.
I'm terrible at that, and I feel weird saying buy my album. You know, I'm just not good at that.
You're doing some promotion now.
People find it later, you know.
Well, it's good now you're doing promotion here. And you're the first guest. That's exciting. You know, you deserve it because you've done a lot for the channel here. You've designed the channel, you've done the artwork for everybody. So it's great you're the first one.
Well, honored.
There you go. So that's all I could think of here, Brad. So it was a pleasure having you on. And we move forward with the channel, the bands and music. And we keep having fun. That's all you can do.
And go listen to more Primitive Substance. And that's Jackie it. Stubbitt. That's my
there thought. You go. That's it. That's
Young what we podcast.
Yep. All right.
Thanks,
Brad. All right. Talk see you. Bye-bye. Bye.